Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. In a moment, today's story, after this message from our sponsor. Peggy Young and Carter are very much in love, and Sam Young has practically approved the engagement. Not quite, but almost. Meanwhile, Carter has invited Peggy to meet his parents in Chicago. Pepper, who doesn't know much about what's going on, comes strolling into the living room.
Hello. Hey, what's going on around here? Everybody looks sort of uplifted and noble.
Hello, dear. I think we all feel a little uplifted and noble.
How are you, Dad? Better?
Yes, son, a lot better.
That's fine. Say, what's the matter with all of you? I get the impression that something's going on around here I don't know about.
Carter spoke to Daddy, Pepper.
Carter spoke to Dad about what?
About me, of course.
About you?
He asked your father's consent to his engagement to Peggy.
He did? I thought they did that only in books.
Well, they do it in this house, if they want to get on the right side of the old man.
Well, Dad, I hope you came through with a big hunk of consent. I hope you grabbed him. I don't think she'll ever get a break like that again.
No, I didn't grab him, Pepper. In fact, I told him I didn't want Peggy to become engaged at this time.
But Carter Trent...
Daddy thought I was too young.
And she is pretty young.
The younger the better. After all, a guy as rich as Carter Trent...
I am not concerned with the Trent fortune.
Daddy, you know I don't care anything about that either. You couldn't possibly think I cared whether Carter had money or not. I don't care a bit. Why, if he lost every penny of it tomorrow, and I wish he would...
Don't say that. I don't.
Well, anyhow, if he lost everything, if he didn't have a nickel left... I'd still much rather have half of Carter than two of anybody else.
Oh, Peggy, darling, you really do love him, don't you, dear?
Mom, I love him so much that it frightens me to think about it. It frightens me to think of a world without him again.
You sure have got it bad.
Yes, Pepper, I've got it bad. I've got it forever, I guess. Just the way you had it, Mama, when you fell in love with Daddy.
Well, I was older then than you are now, dear.
But age doesn't matter. Oh, Pepper, what do you think?
What?
Carter wants me to go out to Chicago to meet his family.
To meet the Trent?
Uh-huh.
Boy, when?
Well, I don't know. We might fly out to Chicago and stay overnight with the family and let them sort of get to know me, but I'm terribly scared. I'm sure they'll think I'm all wrong for him, that I'm just small town.
They better not. You're as good as anybody. A whole lot better than most.
Oh, thanks, Pepper. Thanks a lot, but I'm still awfully scared.
Well, you don't have to be. You'll be okay.
It is exciting, though, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, Peggy. I'm afraid I'm a little excited in the wrong direction. I don't like all this.
Oh, Dad.
I don't like to be rushed into things. First, I say I want 2 or 3 days to think it over, talk to your mother. And the next thing I hear is that you're going to hop a plane to Chicago to meet the family, presumably as his fiancée. You're underage, you know, and you do have to have my consent.
Daddy, darling, of course we do. We mean we're going after you, given your consent, but... But don't hold it up too long, darling. Please don't. I love him so much.
Oh. How many times have I told you not to rumple my hair, no?
You're cute with your hair rumpled. Oh. You're cute anyway. I'm so happy. I'm just sort of bubbling over with happiness. I suppose I won't make any sense for quite a while.
Don't flatter yourself that you ever did.
And I hope I never will again. I mean, it's just wonderful to feel this way. It's wonderful to be in a world where there are just you and... And one other person.
We'll return to the story of Pepper Young's family after this message from our sponsor. Next morning, Mrs. Young, Pepper, and Edie are talking with Peggy about her trip to Chicago. Peggy speaks.
Mama, I can't wear a thing I've got. Everything's old and out of style.
Mrs. Young, it's frightfully important. I mean, first impressions are what count, and Peggy ought to look simply gorgeous.
She'll have to get some new things.
Now, you may as well give up the whole idea of the trip if you're going to expect a new outfit. We can't afford one. That's all there is to it.
But, Mama, I haven't a thing to wear.
I can lend you my new suit. It's dark blue serge.
No, no, thank you, Edie. Peggy will not go in borrowed clothes.
But, Mama, if you'll just come upstairs and look in my closet, you'll see I haven't got a thing. And I do want Carter to be proud of me.
Now, Carter will be proud of you because of the clothes you wear, darling. He'll be proud of you for a lot of other reasons. In any case, you're not going to spend a penny, so you can get that right through your head once and for all. Your father has far too many things to worry about already. We can't afford any new clothes for any of us right now.
But, Mama, don't you...
I know, darling. You'd like to meet Mrs. Treadless and you like the cover of a fashion magazine. But maybe it's just as well that she sees you for what you are.
Maybe I could stake her to a new outfit on the installment plan.
No. Now, there's no reason why Peggy should have a lot spent on her when it just isn't there to spend.
But, Mama, don't you see?
I know. Come on, I'll go upstairs with you, darling. We'll go over your wardrobe, and I'm sure you'll find something nice for you to wear.
May I come, too, Mrs. Young?
Yes, you come, too, Edie. I want you to see how shabby all my things are. I want you to see how impossible it is for me to go to Chicago in any of them.
Now, that's up to you, Peggy. But I can't believe you'd be so foolish as to think that what you have on could make the slightest bit of difference to Mr. and Mrs. Trent.
You know it'll make a difference, Mama.
I wish you'd let her borrow one of my dresses, Mrs. Young.
No, Edie, no. Peggy has to face the situation squarely. She has to realize that we've got very little, and it's just as well that the Trents know it now as later.
But just look in my closet. There isn't a thing that's fit to wear, Mama. Do you see anything there, Edie, that I could possibly put on to meet the Trents?
Well...
Oh, I don't see why I can't have clothes like other people at a time like this. It's vitally important to me to look my best on the biggest occasion of my life. But you don't care about that, do you, Mama? You won't even let me borrow a dress from Edie. You don't care what happens to me as long as Daddy isn't worried.
That's quite right. I think you'd better run along, Edie. Peggy's upset, and I'd like to talk to her alone, if you don't mind.
Oh, all right, Mrs. Young. Only Peggy's perfectly welcome to anything I've got. All she has to do is tell me what she wants, and she can have it.
Yes, Edie, yes. Now then, dear. When you get through behaving like a little girl, I'd like to talk to you.
I'm not behaving like a little girl. You'd cry, too, if you had to meet the family of somebody you loved and you knew you were going to look perfectly awful. Oh, Mom, I don't see how you can be so mean.
Peggy, I'm more than willing to do everything I can for you. I'll try to make over some of your dresses if you want me to. But to run your father into debt right now when he has so little and is so worried about money matters, I just won't hear of it. You saw him collapse the other night. You know he's on the edge of a serious breakdown. Do you really think this is the time to talk about getting a new outfit?
No, I don't suppose it is.
You know it isn't. Now, if you want to consider the clothes you have, I'll be glad to do everything I can to help you.
All right, Mama. I'm sorry I made such a fuss.
That's all right, darling. We'll forget all about it. But let me say, Peggy, right now, that no matter what you wear, you're not going to impress Mrs. Trent with what you have on. What you may impress her with is what you've got inside you. The sort of person you are. Whatever it is that made Carter love you and want to marry you.
You mean it's no use even attempting to look nice?
Why do you jump to extremes? You look very nice, darling. You look nice because you're you, Peggy, not because you have on Edie's dress. There. You always look great in that green suit.
That old thing!
Now, it's very becoming to you. Go put it on. I'll see what I can do with it.
Mary, you in there?
Yes, dear. What is it?
I just wanted to tell you that I'm going to the office tomorrow.
Oh, Sam, do you think you ought to?
Of course, I'm all right. Well, hello, Pegs.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, looks as though you're packing to go someplace with all those clothes on the bed.
Well, I was just looking through my dresses to see what I had to wear when I went to Chicago.
Oh, well, now, if you're going to be under inspection, shouldn't you have something new to wear?
Oh, no, Daddy, I don't need a thing.
You sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure.
Well, that's all right then, but I just didn't want my girl to visit the Trents unless she looked like a million.
Oh, thanks, Daddy. But I think it's more important the sort of person I am rather than the kind of clothes I've got on.
You're right about that, Pinks.
Sam, are you sure you feel strong enough to go all the way to Johnstown tomorrow?
Oh, I'm sure of it, honey. Now, you stop worrying about me and go on back to your clothes.
I'll be downstairs in a little while.
All right. And Peggy, if you don't show up all the other girls in Chicago, I'll eat my hat.
Peggy, I'm proud of you.
Gosh, he doesn't look so very well, does he?
No, dear, he doesn't.
He's always so anxious to do everything for me. I guess maybe I was awfully selfish.
Peggy, you're a darling. Now, I'm going to run downstairs. If you find any other dress you want me to fix up, you just leave it in my room.
All right, Mama, I will.
Well, through already? I thought planning a wardrobe was quite a job.
Oh, no. Peggy's only going overnight.
Honey, imagine her saying a thing like that. About as being more important what kind of a person you are than the kind of clothes you've got on.
It was a nice speech, wasn't it?
Oh, you bet it was. And it shows the stuff she's made of, too. You know, Mary, I'm proud of my daughter.
You ought to be, Sam.
And now this message from our sponsor. Well, Mary Young is proving herself to be a very clever general in the battle to preserve Sam Young's health. Now at any moment, the great trip to Chicago will begin. So let's not miss what happens tomorrow on Pepper Young's Family. This has been a production of Nana Radio. Lee Stevens speaking.